It's a desperate time for Cougar football country right now. They need a courageous leader to run the rock.
Takes off to the far side of this hill. Turns the corner down the sideline.
Incumbents Jamal Williams and Taysom Hill have reached their term limit and won't be able to bail out the boys in blue this season. Six men are vying for the spot, and it's now time for them to give their stump speech, excluding K.J. Hall, who was not available for this debate. Let's start with the frontrunner, Squally Canada, on why he should be the main man.
Dude, it's up to the coaches, you know, just go out there and have fun, and whatever happens, happens.
That's not how stump speeches work. Let's move to Tradon.
It's up to coach, so, you know, we're all really close, and we kind of just root for each other.
Agree with your opponent? That sounds like political suicide. Riley Burt?
Everybody's trying to get the playing time, so it's up to coach.
You guys would make terrible politicians. Let's try this. What is your greatest strength? We'll start with Ula Tolatau and then go to Kavika Fanua.
I think I got the best hands. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I doubt that. We see practice, my friend.
Now we're getting somewhere. Squally?
You know, I got a lot more tattoos than these guys. They need to step their tattoo game up. I got longer hair than all of them, even Riley.
Okay. How about a rebuttal from Riley?
My dreads are longer. I'm a prettier person.
Trina wants to get into this looks debate.
Hey, you know, I got the curls for the girls. You know, I'm the most attractive running back.
You know what? Never mind. This group seemingly can't be divided, calling themselves the Jump Squad.
Promising to
pounce on anyone, even a short, skinny reporter, if anyone touches them.
Squally has a gap. Squally into the end zone! His first touchdown is a Cougar!
Canada is the closest to being the best all-around ball carrier.
You're starting to see that natural instinct where he's got some experience, and that experience has kind of helped him stay probably at the top, but at the same time, those other guys are pushing.
Offensive coordinator Ty Detmer and the other coaches waffle when talking about the running backs. The depth chart reflects all six guys getting playing time in various situations, even calling Tolatau and Fanua the big backs.
And Jamal strolls into the end zone!
Burt says there is no leader of this group like Jamal, but Squally and Ula say that may not be a bad thing.
But even when Jamal was here, he wasn't even a vocal leader.
I mean, so I guess it's a good thing because, like, as we're helping each other out, we're getting closer.
All the guys want to lead by example, like Jamal. They also take and give criticism to each other during practice, which has led to bonding and humility. And when they're given one last chance to make a statement on their football-toting candidacy, it turns out how you would expect.
Handsome.
Gold teeth.
Dreadlocks.
It's been 4 years.
Waviest hair.
Yeah, this debate's over. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.